WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Several major U.S. cities have struggled with an influx of thousands of asylum seekers who have filled up homeless shelters. Now they must figure out resources to accommodate the influx of non-English speaking students. Lisa Dwyer has more.
New York City's shelter system was especially overwhelmed, but Mayor Eric Adams says the city's nearly 1,900 schools are well prepared to welcome migrant children into the classrooms. Others say there still is not enough resources to go around, with more than 91,000 arrests in August, making it the busiest month ever for apprehensions of migrant families with children crossing the southern border. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at townhall.com, speaking to reporters as President Biden flew to India. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the Biden administration is well aware that Indian leader Narendra Modi is limiting media access to many summit events.
The host of the G20, hosting a significant number of leaders, doing so in his home, and he set out the protocols he set out. Now, obviously, we in the U.S. government work hard to ensure and obtain access for U.S. journalists to everything the president does.
The G20 summit officially gets underway this weekend. Hurricane Lee charging through warm Atlantic waters and threatening to unleash heavy swells across the Northeast Caribbean. It became the season's first Category 5 storm before weakening slightly on Friday. The hurricane not expected to make landfall. Meteorologists and others say dangerous surf and deadly rip currents would likely hit the northern Leeward Islands later today. And they would spread to Puerto Rico, Hispaniola, the Turks, Caicos, Bahamas, and Bermuda. The Dow is up 88 points and the NASDAQ adding 31 points. More at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Hong Kong and southern Chinese cities are battling widespread flooding as the region endures some of its heaviest rainfall on record.
Heavy downpours of rain paralyzed parts of this financial hub. The city experienced the heaviest rain since records began. It caught many by surprise, turning roads to rivers, suspending morning trading in the stock exchange, flooding underground railway stations, shopping malls and buildings. Some members of the public criticized the authorities for the lack of warning. Videos circulating on social media showed vehicles struggling in the water and pedestrians swept away by flash floods.
BBC correspondent Danny Vincent. Cuban authorities arresting 17 people in connection with what they described as a network to recruit Cuban nationals to fight for Russia in Ukraine. One Cuban official said Cuba is not part of the war in Ukraine. Breaking news at townhall.com. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis defending his policies after a deadly mass shooting in Jacksonville.
Three black people were shot and killed by a white supremacist 2 weeks ago in Jacksonville at a local Irish pub. An unidentified black man suggested the governor's policies were irresponsible, saying they hurt people like him. The man asked the governor and Republican presidential candidate to let him speak his truth.
There is something about the truth. It's not everyone doesn't have their own truth. No, you don't get to come here and blame me for something. Some madman. That is not appropriate, and I'm not going to accept it.
This year, DeSantis signed a bill allowing people to carry guns without getting a state permit and has antagonized civil rights leaders by deriding wokeness. I'm Ed Donahue.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has named Secretary of State Tehesha Wade to be the state's next lieutenant governor. This comes a month after the death of Sheila Oliver. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. 98Q Country, Jack FM, and the Tavern League of Price County are unwavering in our advocacy for promoting drink responsibly this summer while you're out at area festivals, parties, fairs, and Tavern League member activities. We remind you, don't drink and drive. Get a designated driver. This reminder comes to you from this business.
Visit John C. Mile Corner Bar and Grill, home of the Smash Burger, featuring 2 quarter-pound patties loaded with 2 layers of onions and cheese, served on a brioche bun. Or try the grilled Philly Smash Burger served on Texas toast and enjoy a 2 or 3 piece fish fry on Friday for under $12 at John's Female Corner Bar and Grill, where John never skimps on the cheese. Open 7 days a week and located 3 miles south of Phillips at the corners of 111 and Highway 13.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. The second school bus crash in 2 days happened in Racine on Thursday. Second wreck involved a school bus and a pickup truck. Police say at least one person was injured out of an unknown number of people involved in that accident, including one student. That crash happened on the same street as Wednesday's school bus versus city bus crash. Police say 9 people were injured in the Wednesday crash, with 6 of them requiring hospitalization. No students were on the school bus at the time of the Wednesday crash. A Wisconsin man is arrested for actions during the January 6th riot in the U.S. Capitol.
Federal prosecutors say 40-year-old Joseph Catani of Colgate was identified after surveillance images were released from the January 6th, 2020 insurrection. Catani is seen among the crowd of rioters at the Capitol and later pulling a Capitol police officer's face shield up and down as the officer's head twists and turns. Prosecutors allege Catani then pushed his way into the building and spent about 20 minutes inside. Catani was arrested Thursday on felony and misdemeanor charges. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
State Assembly Democrats want to make it easier for unions to bargain in Wisconsin.
Stevens Point Representative Katrina Shankland says union action has led to major wins for workers.
The Teamsters' recent historic UPS deal and the strike actions that led to ratified contracts at Leinenkugel's and New Dairy Select Milk here in Wisconsin powerfully demonstrate that labor unions are using their collective power to win big for workers.
The new 10-bill package would ease requirements to qualify for union ratification and require companies to recognize unions. The bills are unlikely to see action in the Republican-controlled legislature. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Native American children. Many live in poverty and face some very tough days. But they also have great days. And the days they love most, they happen here at St. Joseph's Indian School.
I love learning with my friends, playing music,
lunchtime,
math. And speaking of math, here are some awesome numbers.
96% of St. Joseph's Indian School students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average. For almost 100 years, St. Joe's has been giving Native American children days they love and educating them for life. Learn more at stjo.org today.
The The Manitowoc County Sheriff says three people were killed in a single vehicle crash in the town of Eaton Wednesday night.
A male driver was traveling west on County Highway C at around 7:45 when he failed to stop for a stop sign at a T-intersection with Highway 67. The car proceeded to enter the ditch before colliding with a pole barn. No further information as to the victims' ages or identities has been released as of this morning. The Wisconsin State Patrol is completing crash reconstruction. I'm Ryan Braum for the Wisconsin Radio Network.
And the chief clerk for the Wisconsin State Senate is on administrative leave pending the outcome of an investigation. Wisconsin Public Radio reported that Michael Queensland had his badge access to state buildings, including the Capitol, removed last month. Queensland has held that post since being elected by the Senate in January of 2021. The chief clerk oversees Senate administration and serves as the chamber's parliamentarian and chief operating officer. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Kim Cleve Raymond Fisher, age 68, of Park Falls, passed away peacefully, surrounded by family on September 2nd at Marshfield Medical Center in Marshfield. He is survived by his loving wife and best friend of 39 years, Lonnie Fisher, by four children, including Elisa Fisher and Callista Phillips, survived also by two special nieces, along with 10 grandchildren, and also by four siblings, Sue Heisler, Bill Tuna Fisher, by Mark Fisher, and by Chris Frailing. Survived also by his sister-in-law, and by his special pet, Eddie, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A celebration of life will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday, September 16th, at the Mulrich Park in Fifield, with a sharing of memories at 3 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Kim Cleve Raymond Fisher, 68, Park Falls. Anna Mae Johnson, age 93, of Park Falls, passed away peacefully in her sleep on Tuesday, September 5th, surrounded by loved ones. Anna Mae is survived by her two children, Brad Johnson of Park Falls and Rick Johnson of Franklin. Survived also by five grandchildren, along with seven great-grandchildren. Funeral services will be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls on Saturday, September 30th at 11 a.m. Reverend Samuel Morshing will officiate. Visitation will be held at the funeral home from 9 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Anna Mae Johnson, age 93, Park Falls. Lonnie Dunbar, Sr., 79, of Prentice, passed away peacefully at home on September 1st. Lonnie is survived by his loving wife of over 60 years, Marge Dunbar, survived also by his daughter, Tammy King, and by his sons, Tim Dunbar, Lonnie Dunbar, and Chris Dunbar. Survived also by his grandchildren, and also leaves behind his four great-grandchildren. A celebration of life will be held in his honor at a later date. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lonnie Dunbar, Sr., 79, Prentice. Lorraine A. Sarkinen, 89, of the Brentwood, Prentice area, was called home on Saturday, September 2nd. Lorraine is survived by her children, Russell Sarkinen and Elizabeth Buxton, survived also by her siblings, Norman Haskins, by Roy Haskins, Jean Haskins, survived also by his sister-in-law, by his brother-in-law, and further survived by his grandchildren and by his great-grandchildren. A celebration of Christ and Lorraine's victory over death will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, September 15th at the Ogama Baptist Church in Ogama, with Pastor Rodney Price officiating. Visitation begins at 10 a.m. and continues
continues until the hour of the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lorraine A. Sarkinen, 89. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-917-5151. 800-917-5151. 800-917-5151.
98Q Country, Jack FM, and the Tavern League of Price County are unwavering in our advocacy for promoting drink responsibly this summer while you're out at area festivals, parties, fairs, and Tavern League member activities. We remind you, don't drink and drive. Get a designated driver. This reminder comes to you from this business.
Visit John Sima Corner Bar and Grill, home of the Smash Burger, featuring 2 quarter-pound patties loaded with 2 layers of onions and cheese, served on a brioche bun. Or try the grilled Philly Smash Burger, served on Texas toast, and enjoy a 2 or 3-piece fish fry on Friday for under $12 at John Sima Corner Bar and Grill, where John never skimps on the cheese. Open 7 days a week and located 3 miles south of Phillips at the corners of 111 and Highway 13.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 66. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 43 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 73 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures below average Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. Chance for scattered thunderstorms on Monday. Another look at the short range. High of 66 this afternoon. Lows level off around 43 tonight. We should top off around 73 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 56.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, it's sometimes, depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary.
Absolutely.
Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car is making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out, and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you look, check your Northwood shopper out. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some main discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? Fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call, 762-2467. Number again is 762-2467. And we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin. Wheelway, schedule your next service work right there.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NFL, opening night for the 2023 regular season saw the defending Super Bowl champions stumble out of the gate.
An 8-yard touchdown run by running back David Montgomery and the extra point lifted the Detroit Lions to a 21-20 upset over the Kansas City Chiefs. A pleasing win for Lions coach Dan Campbell.
I didn't learn anything. I got verification on what I already knew. And this is a resilient team. It already was a resilient team, and we added pieces.
The Lions also ended Kansas City's streak of 8 straight season-opening wins. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw a pair of touchdown passes, but was without tight end Travis Kelce because of a knee injury. Greg Eklund, Kansas City.
In tennis, Coco Gauff has reached her first U.S. Open final by defeating Karolina Muchova 6-4, 7-5. This is SRN Sports. Major League Baseball, Ronald Acuna Jr. boosts his MVP chances as the Atlanta Braves end their 3-game losing streak with an 8-5 win over the St. Louis Cardinals.
Acuna has 34 home runs this season after going deep twice to back Max Fried, who's 7-1 after allowing 3 runs over 6 innings. Matt Olson slammed his Major League leading 47th home run for the Braves, who also received long balls from Travis d'Arnaud and Michael Harris II. Adam Wainwright was banged around in his final appearance in Atlanta, surrendering 6 runs and 8 hits over 5 2/3.
Correspondent Dave Ferry reporting. Other National League winners were the L.A. Dodgers and Arizona. In the American League, winners included Detroit, Seattle, and the L.A. Angels. In college basketball, a person familiar with the situation says LSU's women's coach Kim Mulkey has agreed to a 10-year contract worth about $32 million. This is SRN Sports.
The Lions kicked off the NFL regular season with a 21-20 upset win over the Chiefs at Arrowhead. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jared Goff threw for 253 yards and a touchdown last night. Lions ran out the clock and the Chiefs at the end to secure the victory. Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari hasn't practiced since August 30th, but he told reporters on Thursday he doesn't need to practice to be able to play on Sunday.
I mean, I'll be real. Every year I play, it takes less and less practice to knock the rust off and then be like, all right. Like, I know a bunch of the older guys when we used to play, we used to hit a point where it's like, just give me a couple walkthroughs, make sure I'm fresh, I can go out there and feel good. As long as I feel, I can feel my angles out and all that, and like kind of a quick kind of little refresher. So that's kind of how I feel about at this point.
Packers have had a plan in place to keep Bakhtiari rested and fresh during training camp, head coach Matt LaFleur.
I think that he's a guy that's banked a ton of reps. He feels good physically, and so we anticipate him being out there on Sunday.
Packers have 16 rookies on their active roster ready to play in their first NFL game on Sunday. Safety Darnell Savage on his message to the rooks.
To breathe, that's the main thing. You get out there, you're excited, you're anxious. There's so many people. It's loud. You know, you feel that anticipation in the air. And I always tell them, you got to check yourself, especially when we go out there for warm-ups, because you'll be out there, you'll be, I'm a little tired, but you just got to breathe. You got to take that deep breath and recenter.
Football Badgers shoot for their second straight win to start the season on Saturday when they take on Washington State in Pullman. The Badgers trying to avenge a 3-point loss to the Cougars last season. Brewers open a 3-game series in New York against the Yankees tonight. They start the day with a 2-game lead on the Cubs atop the Central. Chicago, a 6-2 loser to Arizona last night. Top-ranked Badger women's volleyball team sweeping Arizona in three sets at the Fieldhouse last night to improve to 6-0 on the season. They'll host Miami tonight. Midwest League, Wisconsin beat Cedar Rapids 11-6. Beloit over Peoria 8-1. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Agri-America was built for the American farmer and rancher. A great combination of the ag information you need and the country music you love. Download the app today or go to agriamerica.com, your number one source for ag news and country's greatest hits. Agriamerica.com.
Everyone can help keep our roads safe. In my truck, I'll remember to follow at a safe distance. When you need to merge in front of a truck, please leave plenty of space. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If a baby is giggling in the back seat, they're probably happy. If a baby is crying in the back seat, they're probably hungry. But if a baby is sleeping in the back seat, will you remember they're even there? When you're distracted, stressed, or not usually the one who drives them, the chances of forgetting them in the back seat are much higher. It can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get in the habit of checking the back seat when you leave. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
98Q Country.
Did you grow up on a tractor? Did your daddy let you drive? Are you whiskey bent and hellbound? Even though your mama tried, did you cruise down a back road with your Dixieland line? Are you on a Chattahoochee on a barefoot blue jean night? Everybody got a small town anthem. Everybody got a story to tell. Everybody got a hallelujah. Everybody been through a little hell. When you're rolling down a two-lane highway and you turn your country song. Do your exes live in Texas? Are you so lonesome you could cry? Are you heartbroken cause you know that ain't your truck in a drive? Are your friends all in low places underneath the neon moon? Were you already country back when country wasn't cool? Everybody got a small town anthem. Everybody got a story. Everybody been through a little hell.
Hot 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay, let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. No, I don't wanna waste a minute. Girl, I want you in every single part of my world. So take my hand. Anybody think might ever be talking like this, yeah. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind. Or baby, just tell me yes and take my.
Community calendar at 98qcountry.com.
That old familiar meant to kill your middle finger, rearview mirror supposed to make a country boy sad. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one liners, crying, trying to get you. Yeah.
Brian, but I got a beer in my hand. Jelly Roll, I have some respect for him. I get more and more respect for Jelly Roll the more I hear about him. Anyways, he was in Denver. A fight breaks out in the crowd close to the stage. He gets upset, stops the show, and says, I don't normally call blank like this out, but whatever happened right here is completely unblanking necessary. And then he goes on with some more blankety blanks, and then he says this, I'll jump off and slap the blank out of you all for disrespecting the show again. Unblanking tolerable. I don't know if you know this or not, but this is the closest thing to church blank ups. I don't know what that means. Like me will ever have right here in this building tonight. Man, he blankety blanks it, but I would not want to get into a tussle with Jelly Roll, you know? I'd rather be his friend. Coming up, more great country. We got it blankety right here.
Get ready for fall with hot deals at Menards. Saving on hardwood firewood bundles. $3.99 each after 11% off. Fire up the grill. Royal Oak Hickory Charcoal is just $6.99 after rebate. Tackle fall projects with performance work gloves. $2.99 a pair after 11% off. And a 17-pound bag of fall lawn food with weed control is $14.99 after rebate. Good through September 10. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-672-7070. That's 1-800-672-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-672-7070. That's 1-800-672-7070.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app. Or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
$10 says your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. $10 says you can make those returns at Staples 7 days a week. $10 says you'll get in and out fast and easy. $10 says when you make an Amazon return at Staples, you'll get $10 off your Staples purchase of $30 or more. $10 says it's pretty cool to get $10 to spend on something you want just for returning something you don't. $10 says Staples will be your new favorite place for Amazon returns. $10 says you knew I was going to say $10 says. Offer good in-store only. Exclusions apply.
Join in. There's still time to walk or run this Saturday, September 9th, in the Color Run for Hope at Elk Lake Park in Phillips, supporting two great community organizations. Northwoods Living Hope, a safe place right here in Phillips, Wisconsin, for women and children in need. And His House of Hope for men overcoming addiction. Pre-register today at northwoodslivinghope.com or hishouseofhopephillips.org. Or show up at 9 a.m. for registration, and race starts at 10 a.m. from Elk Lake Park in Phillips this Saturday. Donations are welcome and greatly appreciated by both organizations, helping to bring hope for men, women, and children in need in northern Wisconsin. For more info, contact Tammy at 715-305-4531 to race or donate.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 66. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 43 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 73 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures below average Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. Chance for scattered thunderstorms on Monday. Another look at the short range. High of 66 this afternoon. Lows level off around 43 tonight. We should top off around 73 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 58.
Big hits. Big hits from big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood.
All day long.
98 Q Country.
Got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
98QCountry.com.
Scott can't have mind. All right, today is the 8th of September, 2023. It's a Friday. Thank goodness we made it to Friday. It's National Ampersand Day. That's that big swirly sign that you type out that means and, ampersand. Then there's National Banana Day today. It's National Dog Walker Appreciation Day, and it's Hug Your Boss Day. So right now, I want you to go up to your boss and give him or her a big hug. See if it's appreciated or not. And if they don't get it, just say, hey, it's National Hug Your Boss Day. That might clear you out, all right? Coming up, we've got Sam Hunt, Brothers Osborne, Dustin Lynch. Lots of great country music for you right here.
When my daughter gets a cold, I have a secret weapon. DayQuil Kids Berry from Vicks. DayQuil Kids is specially formulated to treat kids' most bothersome cold and cough symptoms quickly. And the best part is that DayQuil Kids Berry tastes really great. Aren't you supposed to be resting? Maybe.
DayQuil Kids Berry. The kids' berry-licious daytime congestion, coughing, stuffy head, stuffy nose, just for kids. Medicine. Safe for kids 6 years plus.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Maren Morris, Hardy, Morgan Wallen. Yeah, I love the new country.
Red Hot Country.
Here I tell you, baby.
Country.
98Q Country.